Sorry.
So a quick apologies to the people on the live stream. What we just did was workshopping. It was, in my idea, real fun and also real messy. You couldn't see it on camera, but now the program will resume on camera. And I'll hand back over to Toby, who will take you through it.
Wonderful, thank you. Well, I thought that was fun. I hope you enjoyed it too. So now we're going to, each station, each group will have about 5 minutes to talk on some of the key findings that they found and share them also so that the live audience actually knows what people are concerned about, what their hopes are, and what like kind of solutions we want to. So I'm going to invite, why don't we start with the, well, PLD, is PLD fine?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Do you want me to go through quickly? I mean, yeah. Okay. I think the good word is trust. That's the main one. The idea is really to bring the trust in new type of products, at least. The alignment with other piece of legislation that is a good wording. I mean, as I explained from the beginning, the PLD applies to any type of product, so it needs to be aligned in that sense. And I think some people got the idea with the DMA because of the interoperability of that the DMA is introduced now. And it's a bit of the idea also of the PLD that when you have hardwares and you can install different type of software, you also need to pinpoint to the liability of the person. That is a bit of the opening as well to these new possibilities. I think, so for the fears, we have three type of a cluster, at least two main one is the scope. I guess it's the CLD and clarity of the scope for the commercial activity and the chilling effects that it could have on the community. I mean, I can talk for the chilling effects. For that, again, we will have to see exactly how it will work. And